when people think about seduction, most of them automatically think about the sexual side of how to seduce their partner, and more than often forget about other ways that they can tantalize them without even trying. Seduction starts outside of the bedroom, and the more tips and tricks you know, the better the overall experience will be for you and your partner. It has been said that men are a lot easier to seduce than women because, well, they don't react the same way that women do, and it doesn't take too much to get them going. Whereas for the women, they tend to need a lot more visualizations and effort to get them in the mood both in and out of the bedroom. So men tend to not use their brains as much, and women use their brains too much in this scenario. Do you know how to use your eyes to get what you want? When using the tips and tricks of seduction, it is hard for your partner to resist. So let's talk about the many ways of seduction, shall we? Like and subscribe. Slow and steady wins the race. When it comes to seducing a woman, it is important to know that her brain does not work the same way as yours, and each woman is different. Women like the lead up to things. The anticipation, the effort it takes to get to the finish line is sometimes better than the end product itself. And if you take your time, fellas, favour each moment and slowly start to woo her, then she will become putty in your hands. Smell nice. Our sense of smell has many functions to it, including the ability to trigger memories from as early as childhood. We can detect pheromones, hazards, and incredible food, which is linked to our sense of taste too. Our noses are very important to us, and if we can manipulate this, well, we can seduce our partner without even trying. First and foremost, please shower and keep up with a regular hygiene routine. A nice perfume or aftershave can take you from looking like a 6 out of 10 to smelling like a 10 out of 10 before you've been seen. Have you smelt Dior Sauvage, ladies? Incredible, isn't it? And honestly, hand on heart, you have a 75% chance of appearing more attractive if you smell nice. Now I know, there is a world of different perfumes and aftershaves to choose from, and finding your signature scent can sometimes be stressful because you don't know which one is the best, or maybe the one that you want is a little bit out of the budget. The best advice I can give you would be to find a scent that you like too. You're going to be walking around with this smell all over you every day, so it's important that you like it too. Now, here are the top 5 perfumes and aftershaves for both men and women, all of which can be purchased on the high street at an affordable rate. So for aftershave, we have Dior Sauvage. The second thing we have on this list is Creed. The third one is Paco Rabanne Invictus. The fourth one is Zara's own branded aftershave. And then we have Giorgio Armani Black Code. Now let's talk about some perfume as well. Very first one we have today is Victoria's Secret Body Spray, in the vanilla specifically. Next we have Zara Gardenia Eau de Parfum. And the third one is the Body Shop Black Musk Eau de Parfum. Confidence. Everyone needs a bit of confidence in themselves as they grow up and move through life. For some, it comes naturally, and it is something you notice about a person before you speak to them. The best advice to give to those who are feeling insecure about themselves would be to fake it. If you pretend that you are confident, then eventually you will start to believe it, and others around you will too. Now, here are a few ways that you can exude confidence. It's all in the shoulders. With your shoulders back and down, with your chest out, it gives off a sense of pride and confidence that will catch people's eyes as you walk past them. Next up, we have touch. Touching your partner in all the right places at the right time can drive them crazy when trying to seduce them. It's a very subtle but effective way to raise their blood pressure and get them hot under the collar. For example, when in conversation with your partner, brush your hand down their arm, and I can guarantee that it will send shivers down their spine. Confidence is a big turn on for both men and women, so if you're not quite sure what to do to portray this in or out of the bedroom, the best thing to do is take it one step at a time and just gauge that reaction. The more positive reactions you notice, well, the more confident you will feel. Dress well. The way that you present yourself through your appearance can say a lot about you before you've even spoken. From the moment you walk in the door and catch someone's eyes, they are making assumptions about you just from what your shoes are saying, how your clothes are speaking to them, and also the colours that you are choosing to wear. Now, we know that everyone is different and has their own sense of style, but when it comes to seducing your partner, some staple wardrobe pieces can most certainly help. Okay, so first of all, this is for the ladies, and that is heels. They are very seductive. Heels can elongate the legs and also make the bum look perky too. Now, not only will they get you male attention, but the sound of clicking on the floor is a bonus. Next, let's talk about underwear. We all love a little lace lingerie when the time comes, but it's important to be wearing the correct size bra. Not only will this help with any back problems you have, but it will smooth your clothes out on top, knowing that, well, your girls are comfortable in their hammock. The LBD. No, it's not a sandwich. It's a dress. If you're wanting to seduce a man on your date night, you cannot go wrong with a little black dress that hugs your curves in all the right places. Okay, enough about the ladies, let's talk about the gents. The first one on our list is no boot cuts. Although jeans are more on the informal side of date attire, wearing bootcut jeans is a huge turnoff. Whether it be skinny or fitted jeans you decide to wear, you are supposed to see your shoes, and yeah, bootcut jeans have the ability to just swallow the feet whole, a suit. Every woman on this planet will love a man in a suit. It screams dominance and it's a huge turn on for the ladies. A suit tailored to your body is always best, but understandably can be a bit on the pricier side. So I would opt for suit pants, a white shirt with the collar open and rolled up sleeves. A jacket is not the most important part. If you feel as though you are swimming in it, better to not wear one than to wear the incorrect size, right? A nice jumper. If you are going to a fancy restaurant and you are struggling with what to wear, a nice jumper or sweatshirt will make you look attractive and put together. The kiss. Whether it's a sweet kiss on the cheek or a hot and steamy makeout session, kissing is a great starting point when it comes to seducing your partner. Not only does it give your partner a taster, no pun intended, of what is to come, but it also builds the sexual tension between the two of you and gets that engine revving before the race starts. So if you are wanting to be a little bit naughty, watch a few movies or read a few books, I've heard 50 Shades is good, and note down a few things from that. You'll have your partner eating out the palm of your hand in no time. And all of these tips and tricks have been noted through the years and have always had positive feedback. And if you can think of any tricks that you've experienced or would want your partner to try with you, please do let us know, as we can try our best to drop the hints too. As hard as it may be, don't put too much pressure on yourself when it comes to wanting to seduce your partner. The more comfortable you feel around them, the more natural these tips and tricks will feel for both of you. Do what feels right for you, and I bet your partner will love it no matter what.